Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
How good was the tennis? They smashed attendance records across the 2 weeks. Great tournament. Congrats to the winners, Fed and Serena Williams.
And loving them all. Like those boys last night. And if you saw that footage of them that went viral of them when they were doing that pre-record where they were giggling as cute schoolboys. They are such lovely blokes, and Federer couldn't be more happy to see him win. And the night before, the Williams sisters, it still blows my mind that you've got two sisters playing a Grand Slam against each other.
It wasn't for the first time either. They've played a lot of Grand Slam, and poor Venus. Serena, I don't like Serena anymore.
Really, why?
Just let her win. You've won 22.
See, it's funny you say that, poor Venus, because I want to say poor Isha. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I was going to think you say poor Jason.
No. Well, no, definitely poor Jace Favola. But think about poor Isha.
Who's the sister?
The long-lost sister of Venus and Serena, yes, who gets nothing. One of my favourite parts from the post-match press conference the other night was Venus realising that her sister hadn't even bothered to attend the game.
Serena Williams, you mean the world to me. Sister Isha, where are you? Oh, dang, she didn't come. I get it. It's too hard. I get it.
Well, I did think that because the parents didn't come either. And Mum always travels with the sisters, and they both made the final. So I was thinking, which box would you sit in? What would you do?
She just sat in either.
That's a really good point. But what about Isha? I didn't even know Isha existed. And she's gone, I'm not even coming to watch you two. As the whole world is... Well, hard because no one knows who you are.
Yeah, but what box is she going to sit in?
Well, can't you sit somewhere else?
No, they don't. They sit in boxes because all the seats are taken.
So are you...
Byron had tickets.
So yeah, no, if you've got sisters next to each other, you sit next to the chair umpire and just go, whatever. Don't worry about it.
I think she had attended other matches. She didn't all go to the final.
Whose box was she in the other matches?
Well, they weren't playing each other.
Oh, but I mean, when they have played each other in the past... In other Grand Slams, they have.
Yeah, she's just sitting down at Riverland now, mate. Well, whichever one wins, I'm going to get some offcuts. Who's partying with my sister tonight?
Let's be honest, I didn't even know she existed until that interview. So this is the thing. This can happen in life. We once did this phone, I remember. We felt for poor Luke Hemsworth because we went, there's another one? Well, he's the other Hemsworth. He's not Chris. He's not Liam. He's the older brother who's finally got a good gig.
I got misty-eyed because I watched Westworld, which is an HBO show over the summer, and he's in there and I'm like, good on you, champ.
You've done it.
He's finally got something to talk about at the Christmas table.
And then his brother goes, I'm Thor. Shut up.
131060, are you the Isha in your family?
Ooh.
Are you the Isha? You're always forgotten. It's always about your brother or your sister. They get all the limelight, like family dinners. It's all, ooh, look what so-and-so's doing. Oh, they've got a great life. Are you forgotten?
See, Fee, this might sound like it's a negative tone, but I would love to be Isha. Because how I see it, those two are working their A's off. They're worth millions. Surely you just go, just buy us a house.
Yeah,
but you do sweet stuff all, mate. And surely they go, just give her a condo and leave us alone.
Mate, she's not struggling.
Yeah,
she's having a great old time.
I don't know what Isha does.
She does nothing. She travels the world.
Surely she's got money.
She goes business class, first class. She's got a house.
She may have an incredible career. Yeah. Nobody knows about it. Her parents just ignore her.
She sits and does nothing.
She is actually, I remember watching, I think a third round match with the camera. They did a cutaway to Isha. I believe she's like a highly successful lawyer.
Well, there we go. Good on you,
sorry to break the gag.
Yeah, but she still travels the world and does nothing.
Well,
bingo.
Hey, she's a lawyer.
Anyway, 131060 is the number. Let's see how we go. Last time we did this, Fev's brother Jason called, very depressed.
If Jason wants to call again, 131060.
I kill rats.
Are you the Isha in your family?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Can we play that Venus Williams?
Can we please? So Serena beats her sister Venus last night, on Saturday night, at the women's final, Australian Open, and in her post-match speech, Venus is trying to thank her little-known sister, Isha, only to discover she didn't even bother turning up.
Serena Williams, you mean the world to me. Sister Isha, where are you? Oh, dang, she didn't come.
Oh, no.
What a time to find out.
She's the not Beyonce or Kelly Rowland, that Destiny's Child.
She's, you know what she is, Dave? She's the Solange. That's the thing. Poor Isha. And this happens in families. It's like Luke Hemsworth. You're the other one. You're the other sibling. And it happens in Melbourne. We've said 13, 10, 60. Are you the Isha in your family? Taylor from St Kilda. Hi, Taylor.
Morning. Morning.
Taylor, have you got an Isha vibe going?
Yep, sure. I am Isha. So my sister, she has always been the more successful one, so much so that she was studying law. And then mum was, you know, extremely happy about that. But she decided to leave and become a doctor. So just from one extreme to the other.
So lawyer and doctor. And I guess, Taylor, mm-hmm. the big question is, what do you do?
I work in admin just to, yeah.
No, not just us.
That's great.
That's a great job, Taylor.
I mean, if you admin at the law firm that she was at.
She's a PA. Oh, that'd suck.
Oh, I've got a long day. Why don't you go get some Chinese for me? That'd be great.
Guys, surprisingly, Jason Favola hasn't called the show this time around.
No, he's too busy killing pets. Jason's... I mean, not pets, rats.
Rats. Know what he does?
No, kids. He goes out and sells...
Right. No, to answer your question, no.
But even closer to home, have Bridge, who works here on the show, one of our wonderful producers. Now, Bridge, you may or may not live in the shadow of your sister. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, my sister is on Home and Away, has over 200,000 Instagram followers, and I just have her followers on my Instagram, so I've got about 800 of her.
They just want to be close to her, so they've gone through you.
How creepy are those guys? Oh, no.
Let's get to it through her lower profile sister.
What's she up to? Oh, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. Nice.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Celebs are in the jungle. Oh, what a night, Fev. You had predicted many of the celebs that had gone in.
Yes, yeah,
and
so
you were
did.
Wrong on most of them. Yes. So somebody, no, wherever okay. you're getting your mail from.
I was okay.
Do you know what, though?
Can't give them all away.
I see. You were tricking me. Mm. Like, we're mates. That's not... Anyway. I felt for you last night a bit.
Why is that?
Well, because up until last night, you were king of the jungle.
I still am.
Yeah, but it's just... But that jungle...
I've still got 50 days.
Did you... 50
not
days.
That not that he's counting.
Did you watch last night, though, and was it like people like going into your bedroom and like russicking around? That's your... That was your hood.
Yeah, it was, and I'll get talked about a lot on the show because, anyway, come on.
What, you think they'll sit there and talk about you around the campfire?
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
Because I was the king.
But they're not going to talk about the has-been.
Well, once I tweet it out, they will be.
They've got no social media. Anyway, okay, can you talk, because watching it last night.
Yes, it's...
And I have the utmost... respect for you for having done that. And I'll never forget when you went in last year. I texted Byron, I texted the whole team and said, Brendan Favola will win this. I loved you immediately.
I know.
Brilliant.
When I went in, I thought, I'll get a job on Fox too when I get out. So we were both on the money. No,
it's
very daunting
like?
Because I was over there a week beforehand. So you're staying in a villa out in the middle of a game park by yourself with all these animals around. And
not by yourself. You've got the minibar.
I had a minder and a minibar.
Smashing that.
I pretty much smashed a lot of stuff before I went in. But that's what they said. The producers are like, you're not going to have any food. You're going to lose a lot of weight. You can either fast yourself now and then you'll be right when you get in.
Ooh.
Or load up and then you can burn it all off. So I obviously took the ladder and loaded up.
But you would have that massive detox.
No, I was fine. I actually wasn't too bad because it's all mental. When you're in there, they've gone in there. So the night before they would have had a couple of wines and beers and then all of a sudden they're in the jungle and they're eating like little bits of rice, beans, you know, get one vegetable, you get your oats in the morning and that's all you have. So mentally, I'm pretty mentally strong. So I knew that's all I had to eat. But if I knew there was a packet of chips around the corner or there was an ice cream, I'd be getting real hungry. But because of that, I knew that I was okay because I couldn't eat. So I just made sure I ate last and then whatever was left over, I really put in my little tin. I had a fair bit when I was in there.
I tell you what's interesting, Fief. It's just like we talk to you sometimes and you say certain things and then we actually have technology and we're able to go straight to your brain.
Yeah.
Well, in this situation, I mean, Fev has just told us what it was like in the jungle last year.
I reckon Dane Swan took my theory too. He put a bit of put on.
Do you think he has?
Okay. Oh, Swanny.
But what we might do here, why don't we talk directly to Fev's stomach about his time in the jungle?
I'd love to do that. Here he comes.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Oh, g'day, guys. Oh,
good. It's probably a bad morning to get you stomach because I've heard all about Uber Eats over the weekend.
And oh, Fev.
You've been smashed.
Oh, God, I'm still recovering from that. There's enough beer in here to kill a small bull. I know that because Fev ate a small bull on the barbecue on the weekend. Oh, who eat hooves and horns, guys? You leave that stuff to the side.
What about this time last year, though, Fev's stomach? Yeah. I mean, this was you were going into starvation mode. What was it like?
Oh, those were the days. Oh, first ever holiday I've been where I could just put my colon up, lay down and take it easy. Oh, it was good, guys. We had twigs. We had greens. I had fiber, fiber. Before I'm a celebrity, Fenfield Fiber was a dating app. Oh, jeez, it felt good. We were sitting there eating healthy meals with Anthony Kalia. Now he's eating deep fried meals the size of Anthony Kalia. It's disgusting.
Oh, thank you so much. That's Fev's stomach.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Big night last night. We had Fev winning the Australian Open and what was just epic. And then, of course, King of the Jungle in here. Fev will have been keeping half an eye on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, as would Fife. Now, look, this was interesting. Let's just play this bit. There's a certain skill in sort of pretending you know who someone is when you don't know who they are. It's a very specific skill. And it's a skill that popular radio host Steve Price doesn't have.
Yeah. It's like most people when they come in here, Dave, and they see you, me and Fife, and they look at Greg.
Okay.
They're like, good. Mate, well sorry,
done.
Who are you?
Well done. Just let me set up the audio, please, Fev. The other person that's not particularly good at it is Olympic swimmer Lisa Curry. Look, have a listen to this, right? This is Ash Pollard from My Kitchen Rules and an awkward encounter with Steve Price and Lisa Curry last night.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to our jungle.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Price.
Steve, I've met you before.
Have you?
Yes.
Remember?
I will tell you when.
Hi, Lisa Curry.
Lisa.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you. I've stalked you a few times, actually. We live in South Yarra together.
Yes.
And we have the same manager.
Really?
Mm. Oh. It's a true story.
Okay. That's creepy.
How crazy
is
this?
Sorry, sweetie, what's your name?
Ash.
Ash.
Ash Pollard.
Now, you're a singer, aren't you?
No, but I can in the shower.
Okay.
You know what?
Steve Price.
Steve.
I'll be the first to say it. No craps given. He does not care.
Do you know what, though? I feel for them because that happens in real life. That can happen. And that's a tough situation. Like, and you know you're being filled, but if you've forgotten someone or you genuinely don't know who they are, I mean, that happens all the time.
Actually, and Fev, you'll enjoy this. You won't have heard this. I'm sure Dave might have heard it before, but Fife's actually very, very good at this. She found herself in LA at one of those movie junkets where all the different stars of the movie are in this hotel and you're sort of going in different rooms, you're chatting to the main stars, but normally they say, hey, if you want to chat to the big dog, you've also got to chat to the supporting actors as well. It's a group deal, right?
And Byron, this is one of those things that they fly you over, they put you up. She'd be gracious enough to do the work.
Absolutely.
When you turn up to get the job.
I'm defending myself before it even starts. It was Scream 4. It was Courtney Cox and David Arquette, and I was focusing on them. And then we were in the corridor, and you get ushered into these different hotel rooms.
Pretty defensive.
And I know, because I know what he's about to play, and I'm defending myself. The press person said, oh, now Fifi, come this way. And as she ushered me through the door, I missed the names of the actors on the door.
Yep.
And they were playing the two deputies.
Yes. You were speaking to two established
so you didn't do a good job.
Actors, gotcha. Adam Brody and Anthony Anderson. So this was the chat. Fifi's having a chat with two people. She's interviewing two people. She doesn't even know their names.
Think of that scene in Notting Hill, you know, where Hugh Grant has to say to Julia Roberts from Horse and Hound. Had no idea who they were.
Guys, welcome to the Scream franchise.
Thank you.
To ask you both, when you were approached and you knew what your roles were you slightly nervous? Because people do tend to die, not giving anything away.
Yeah.
Does Ghostface genuinely scare you? Because the image of him, I know it's a set, but is he scary?
There's something kind of imposing about a guy.
To be honest with you, he's a pimply-faced 19-year-old tall dude that's only about 132 pounds soaking wet. So he was really not intimidating on the set.
That was fabulous, guys. Thank you. Thank
best
you
for two and a half minutes of your life, baby.
Today.
All right,
thank you.
Guys, that was fabulous. Guys.
Just keep saying guys, you can get away with it.
Oh, good work, Pricey. Good work.
That was a good interview.
Hey, Fev, knowing her, how good when you hear that chuckle.
Yeah,
do you know the awkward chuckle?
Get me out of here.
Very similar to when I was in... just did that deliberately.
Did you just do that to annoy me?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Because you knew I was playing the traffic jingle. You're really annoying.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. 7:59.
You'd have to say Byron so loud. Like, give Fev a little bit more.
Okay, here we go.
While you're there, pump Fifi up a bit too.
Yeah. You're listening to Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
That's better.
There we go. That's how you
just
drop
your name, because saying your name's a bit weird.
Sorry about that.
It's a bit arrogant.
So loud.
Wow.
Guys, I know the moment's passed, but can we just for a second reflect on Australia Day last Thursday? Because we didn't, and it was remiss of us not to draw attention to the Australian of the Year. Amazing man called Alan Mackay-Sim. Now, he's a biomedical scientist. You'd be familiar with his work, Fev. He's worked with stem cells used to repair damaged spinal cords.
Yes.
What an amazing person.
Very, very amazing man.
Well Ray Maher, he also got an Order of Australia.
Oh, Alf got one.
Alf from Home and Away.
It's a whole gamut of people.
A drug that went over in America, and a quadriplegic actually took this drug and they did some stem cells, and now he can move his upper body.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the Australian of the Year did that?
Did you?
I think that's something to do with what's going on.
Did you watch this on the news?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
And then I Googled it because I've had a mate who, anyway. But
it's
amazing. Amazing.
Stuff.
Amazing.
It's great. Look, and you know, that list, Fief, it was an extensive list. You said the Australian of the Year and then a guy from Home and Away. And I'm sure there were others, but you perhaps didn't quite do the research. But look, all walks of life were represented in that list, which is great. And now we do have the technology. We can actually see how Fief feels about some of these people. In terms of her brain, we can go directly to her brain.
I've just said, I think this is an amazing man. And these people deserve to have their Order of Australia.
All of them are amazing.
Yep. Yeah, well, let's just check, though, and tap into the technology.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Yeah. It's a shame I work in radio because today I look smoking hot.
There she is, Fifi's brain right there. So I'll ask you, Fif, ex-Prime Minister Julia Gillard was one of the others appointed to Australia's highest civilian honour, a companion in the General Division of the Order of Australia.
Well, good on Julia. That's fantastic for her. I'm really, really
happy
for her.
Both doggy supporters, aren't you?
Correct. And she knitted my daughter Trixie booties when she was born. So I'm a big fan of Julia's.
How could she win it and I didn't? Oh, God. Number one ticket holder of the Bulldogs. She's picked me at the post and now she's got this crap. I can't believe it. Oh, only Prime Minister. Wait till I get in charge. I'll be dictator of this stupid island. I run this radio show. It's only a matter of time.
Okay. All right. There we go. Fief, I'll go back to you. I think we need to. Andrew O'Keefe, a popular television presenter. He, even you're not so keen. I don't know what the brain thinks. He was awarded. No, actually, Andrew does some tremendous charity work.
No, he does. And I'm a big fan.
We all
fan.
Do charity
he's,
work.
He's a mate from way back. I'm a big fan of AOK and obviously that is very well deserved.
I'll take it from here. Are you kidding me? The goddess weekend sunrise. Weekends! I only worked on weekdays. That's how it works. I'd be picking someone to do charity work on sunrise. I'd pick the cash cow over him. You kidding me?
All right, there we go. Jimmy Barnes. Barnesy was awarded an Order of Australia order. What do you make of that, Fee?
Overdue. What a legendary Australian. I'm surprised it's taken this long for him to get that.
Working class man. You know what's better than yapping about being a working class man? Having enough moolah to pay for someone to do the work for you. Give me that medal, for God's sake.
Beautiful. Well done. There she is. Fifi's
brain. No, there
she's not. That's her. Definitely Fifi's brain.
Andrew O'Keefe.
8:03.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi's undercover dating. Fifi Box was completely transformed by a professional prosthetics makeup artist. She was given a new nose, facial structure, and turned into a brunette. Completely unrecognizable.
I am riddled with insecurities, and my dating history, I've always worried about certain parts of my looks. And now that I look like this, where I have a bigger nose, I have fuller cheeks. Oh gosh, even feeling them feels weird. I miss the things I don't actually like about myself. I miss my other insecurities because they're a lot better than these insecurities I've got now.
Fifi is gone and Sophie is here.
For me right now, I'm sitting here. I've never felt more unattractive.
Fifi is about to go on a series of dates with her looks and fame taken away from her.
It's quite hard to go through a dating experience when people know who you are, or they have preconceived notions of you, or they know what you look like. It's a really exciting opportunity to sit opposite somebody and them know nothing about me.
She'll have to rely solely on her personality.
Confidence is key because right now I am not at all confident like this.
In the opulent 1800s mansion, La Bassa, in Caulfield North, a fake TV show has been set up. Hundreds of men responded to an advertisement for a fake TV show, Looking for Love.
Looking for Love is coming soon. An exciting new series that follows First Date.
The entire operation was designed to keep Fifi's real identity a secret. Fifi is about to date four men as her alter ego, Sophie. Four men who will have no idea they're about to date a celebrity. The first man is Leo.
Hi, I'm Leo. I'm 36 years old. I'm Mexican originally. I'm a Mexican-Australian citizen. I do casual job in hospitality, and I'm a topless waiter as well. And I do acting a little bit as well. I'm just looking at becoming an actor full-time one day. I don't have a perfect woman type as such, you know. It's just as long as she's looking like a princess, but it's not behaving like a princess, you know? It's more like, I love long leg ladies with a with a nice body. The most important thing for me, right, is just that it has to be sexually right, right? The sex has to be good. If it's bad sex, well, definitely it's not gonna work out, you know what I mean?
Leo is a confident man, and good looks are clearly important to him. But right now, Fifi is not feeling confident at all with her new looks.
I'm not looking forward to the guy walking in and looking at me sit at the table and him want to run the other way.
Fifi's looks are affecting her personality. Her confidence has disappeared.
I've got nothing to work with. Like, there's not really a redeeming feature about my looks at the moment, so I'm going to have to kick my personality into overdrive.
Up next, Leo meets Sophie on a date.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Leo is about to walk into a room in an opulent mansion filled with TV cameras and crew. It looks and sounds like the set of a new TV show. What Leo doesn't know is that he'll be dating Fifi Box in full prosthetic makeup.
I have a bigger nose. I have fuller cheeks. Oh gosh, even feeling them feels weird.
Leo is an attractive man, and looks are definitely important to him.
I love long leg ladies with a with a nice body. The most important thing for me, right, is just that it has to be sexually right.
Fifi has had her looks and fame taken away, and is about to put her personality to the test on a date with Leo. What will he think of Sophie?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Leo. I'm Sophie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Leo. How are you doing?
Very good, Leo. How are you? Good?
Not bad at all.
Good.
I detect... Look at this. This is beautiful.
Oh, no, isn't it nice? It's nice. I detect an accent.
Yes. I'm a Mexican Australian.
Oh, fabulous.
Born in Mexico.
Oh, I love Mexico.
Have you been?
Yeah.
You're Australian?
Yeah, I'm Australian.
Okay. Any background?
Like my mum's Irish and my dad's Australian.
Okay.
So, and I lived in Melbourne. I lived in Sydney for 10 years, but yeah, back in Melbourne.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
So what about you? When did you come out to Melbourne?
Well, probably 5 years, 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You see, I do acting and singing as well.
You do a bit of acting?
You've done it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, interesting.
I did a bit of extra work on Neighbours, you know Neighbours?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, when I came to Australia, I did extra work as well, just to try to get to know the industry and everything.
Yeah, it's great.
But I do casual jobs as well as hospitality, and I do some topless waiting.
Oh, do you really? Yeah, topless waiting? Oh, wow.
So what do you do? What do you
I work, I do work? PR. Publicity promotions for a record company. I just when an artist is releasing a new album or touring Australia, I'm just part of the PR machine. Send emails to the media and.
Well, that's great. Well, look at these. This is so cool.
I know it is, isn't it?
So is this just champagne?
I think it is champagne. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just cheers.
I know. Cheers.
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Mm. Yeah, this is a beautiful
place. That's very lovely.
When the date finished, Fifi was clearly devastated.
Well, Leo was delightful. What a great guy. What a shame. I knew the second he saw me, he was unattracted to me. He definitely has zero interest in me. That was palpable. And I knew when he sat down, he was hugely disappointed. I do not think for a second he finds me and this disguise I have on remotely attractive. And I don't blame him.
Up next, we'll hear what Leo thought of Sophie. Could he see past her looks? Did Fifi's personality shine through?
God, here we go.
Fifi's undercover dating.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Leo has just finished his date with Fifi, who is in full prosthetic makeup and going by the name Sophie. With her looks and fame taken away, what did Leo really think of Fifi?
What do I think of Sophie's looks? Well, okay, I'll tell you this, all right? And this is my honest opinion. She was kind of wearing way too much makeup. And I don't know if she looks kind of older for me. You know what I mean? Which, by the way, I'm always attracting girls from 23 to 25 somehow, 26. So I don't know if that has to do with that, but I think she's a little bit, she looks older for my taste, you know, for me, I don't know. But could be the makeup, I don't know. It's just like too soon to tell, that's what I'm saying. Wearing way too much makeup, I don't know. Not my type, I guess.
Clearly, for Leo, looks are an important part of the package. And Fifi's personality wasn't enough to win him over. But will he change his mind when it's revealed he was dating Fifi Box? Now, the producers on the set are about to show him a video revealing who he just went on a date with.
You just went on a date with Sophie, but there's something you don't know. Who is she really? You know her from Fifi, Dave and Fev on Fox FM. You know her from The Project. You know her from Sunrise. You know her from Dancing with the Stars. You just went on a date with Fifi Box.
That's so funny.
Hey, Leo.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Nice to meet
nice
you.
To meet you.
Is better?
Okay, yeah. I won't say anything else. You're really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful eyes, though, as well.
Thank you, because I was so insecure and I hated that. I felt so ugly.
Were you insecure? You weren't. You didn't come across as insecure to me.
Really?
No, not at all. Actually, it was very pleasant, but
oh,
very pleasant.
Really?
I thought we were. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, no.
At some point, I was just looking at your boobs.
Oh, really?
I was just like, oh, hello there.
See Fifi's transformation into Sophie and a date with Leo at fox.com.au now. Fifi's undercover dating.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
What about last night?
So the whole championship sits on this. And he's got it. It's 5 for Federer.
Unbelievable.
Two of tennis's greats, Roger v. Rafa. And, Roger has done such a great effort. But, Rafa, we must recognise you. And we've actually got you on the line. Firstly, one of the only players to have a winning record against Roger. Heading into the match up. You were the favourite on paper, Rafa. Why do you think things went against you this time round?
Hello, everybody. First things first, you know, I am very, very sad. I have the tissue box next to me because I've been crying most of the night, but I will do my best to try to get to this interview. So thank you, Fifi, for the question. I think, you know, the things did not go very well for me this time because I did not play with aggression. I did not play as aggressive as I should have played. And I think Roger, he take advantage of this, and because of this reason, I am where I am now, and I am very sad.
Oh, Rafa, we're so sorry to hear that. Now, Roger was quoted in his acceptance speech as saying that if he could share the title with anyone, it would be you, which is such a lovely thing to say. I mean, after having such a long rivalry with Roger, is that feeling mutual for you?
Well, sometimes, you know, I could probably be a little bit more greedy, you know, but No, Roger, he is a fantastic, fantastic champion. And that speech won my heart. And, you know, for me, I think I would definitely feel the same way. And that it was Roland Garros, because I am the king of clay and he is not allowed to share in my glory. It is clay, only me.
Now, on a positive note, Rafa, you are playing injury-free for the first time in a long time. Are you hoping to get revenge against your rival, Roger, at the French Open?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, I want to try to win the match, and I have been broken man ever since. You know, I have been in my hotel room, I have locked the door, Uncle Tony cannot get inside my room to try to see me because I am so upset. So I have written a song, and I would like to sing a song right now. So if you can sit down, I will sing a song.
Wonderful, we love that, Rafa. Take it away.
I'm going to do it a cappella, no instrumental.
Okay, sure.
Today was going to be the day I was going to hit a big forehand. By now, I should have somehow realized Roger have a very good backhand. I don't believe that Uncle Tony feels the way I do about this now. And all the shots I made to hit for winner, they all went wrong and Roger ate for dinner. There are many things that I would like to say in Spanish, but you won't understand. I say, maybe Carlos Moya gonna save me. But after all, I'm still very, very rich.
Rafael Nadal with Fifi. Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The trouble with social media is that these days you can't get away with anything. And I am going to cite one, Grant Denyer. I mean, great television personality, brilliant game show host. He's got himself into a bit of a hot water with some other radio shows in Sydney, fortunately, ooh, not here. He went on the Triple M breakfast show in Sydney and Matty Johns was telling Grant a story about the Test match cricket game he used to play when he was a kid.
Test match. Hey, boys. 10 minutes, come in. I've got something for you. It'll change your life. So I lay out the mat.
Wow.
Showed him the bowler. They went.
They said, "What will we? What will we play the next boss?"
Later that morning, Grant goes to visit another radio show in Sydney, Kyle and Jackie O's show. Grant then told Kyle and Jackie O this story.
You know, do you remember the game Test Match? Remember that was like a cricket.
Oh yeah. I do. Yeah,
like and you a had like little mat. Players. Yeah, the bat. We got that out not that long ago and put it in front of a 10-year-old kid. Said, "Mate, I just want to introduce you to the greatest board game that ever exists." He walked out and he goes, "What's this crap? This is the worst graphics of any computer game I've ever seen."
Oh wow! Oh,
he's wow. retold Matty Johns' joke story as his own.
Well, you've never done that before?
He's stealing gear.
You've never stole gear before?
No, I don't do gear, well, so little, I don't really
little,
steal
I've got a little bit of something for you.
Hey, guys. A guy walks into a pub and the bartender says, "There, have some nuts." And the nuts.
Oh, no. You're trying to do my gag. And you just butchered it.
And the nuts say, no, "Oh, you look really good today."
Oh, no. Shush. Why would you? Because you knew I was going to tell that gag.
I didn't know you were going to tell that gag.
You did. So Fifi Box has stolen a bit of ammunition off me, a bit like Grant Denyer did.
Well, yeah. Can I say?
Very similar.
I've never stolen a good joke.
It was good. You just butchered it.
My apologies, Fev. Now you made me look ridiculous. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank our producer.
Sonda, you're fired. I'm trying to draw the attention to someone else stealing jokes. Don't then put the attention on me.
What a great Monday. See you Tuesday, guys.
She's fun to work with. She's always up for a joke.
I might not be back here tomorrow because I might get the lemonade and sauce.
All right, that's it for us. Remember, this time tomorrow, anytime between 6 and 9, you could win tickets to Ed Sheeran's top secret world famous rooftop gig. Ed will ask you to call sometime between 6 and 9.
I'd heard that joke before anyway. It wasn't the first time I heard it from you.
Just because we threw you under the bus. Okay. Don't get angry.
Keeg's getting ready with the old school 9
at 9. It's like Koshy's joke book.
Okay.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au